this thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zoma Latest Drawer Show is for iguanas only. Tail whip claw. Beat the crap out of whatever you gotta do to your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because the show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, other mammals, birds, frogs, fish, snails, etc., or geckos. That's right, none of Gus' horrible drunken mistakes, especially not geckos. Rotten little bastards. Are they all gone now? Hopefully into a wood chipper. All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zoma the Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I'm your host, Zomo. The brilliant, the splendiferous, etc. I ain't got time to look in the thesaurus these days. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zoma the Destroyer. If not, you're a loser. Shame on you. And you can catch yourself up at my website, zomaladestroyer.com. As I've said before, at this point, I guess the comic kind of whatever. There's been more podcasts than comics at this point, but anyway, so iguana missed a couple weeks worth of shows. The first was because iguana wasn't speaking to technical support monkey or her clan. You see, her brother came out for a visit for, well, a day and a half. An overnight. And guess who got booted to the sofa again? Bastards. So, you know, iguana was busy, sitting right next to wherever technical support monkey was sitting. But with iguana's back turned and egg snout up in the air and egg's arms crossed and egg's eyes squeezed shut in the angriest possible manner, so that Chimpette would know she had done wrong and was being shunned for it. Or she would know that if she weren't retarded. You know, her brother even asked, "What's up with the lizard?" And she just said, "I don't know. Sometimes Zoma has, like, issues and stuff." Anyway. So the whole household was weird and screwed up that week, and it was all technical support monkey's fault, and that's why there was no show. Also, there was no show because iguana was pissed off at her for dragging Iggy to the stupid cowichin exhibition fair thing every afternoon for an entire weekend before that. And at the exhibition, it rained. There were plenty of flowers and fruit and pies on the exhibition tables, but iguana wasn't allowed to eat none of them. What else? Oh, yeah, technical support monkey still ain't got no house. We went up to stupid Lady Smith to see a few houses last Saturday, not this one that just passed, but, you know, the week before. But then her realtor tried to badger her into buying this other bigger house in Duncan, which she sort of tried to do, but it all fell apart because reasons. I don't know. Wasn't really paying attention. It was nap time, but it was a good thing that the deal fell through because the Duncan house was on the floodplain. And if there's one thing worse than bath time, it's when the bath is unexpected and made up of cold water full of fish and eels. And it lasts for a whole week. Anyway, she liked this one stupid little house in Ladysmith we saw on Saturday. Iguana didn't completely hate it because it had a small sunroom in the back corner, which Chimpette wanted to use for storage, but yeah, screw her. Iggy could have hung out there and set things up and stuff. And it also had a big yard that she promised, to turn into a big garden, and she promised many strawberries and also some dwarf cherries. The one problem, well, many problems, you know, Ladysmith, but anyways, the other problem was it was only a 3-bedroom, and Chimpette planned to use at least 2 of them for her crap. Therefore, there was only going to be the 1 spare room, guest room, for Iggy to sleep in, and there would have been issues if Iggy happened to be visiting at the same time her brother happened to be visiting, especially as she's insisting on getting an ugly IKEA sofa, which is too short for her brother to sleep on. So guess who would get screwed over again? Well, she said she'd paint the dining room green, so that's positive. Not so positive is the whole local black bears and local mountain lions. Now, Iguana tried to point out to her that there are no bears in Los Angeles or Ojai and no mountain lions, but technical support monkey just got all uppity and she went online and she found news videos and articles from the LA Times about black bears and mountain lions in LA. But Iguana pointed out to her that shit's all very fake news, as Donald Trump has pointed out many, many times.
He was talking about, like, their political coverage.
If they'll lie about politics, they'll lie about mountain lions and black bears. Liars lie, Chimpette. That's what they do, because they're liars.
Yeah, well, you would know.
What did you say?
Nothing.
Go to your room, Chimpette.
Whatever.
Anyway, so we went to see the stupid house again. Yeah, it's ugly. But at least the shades of brown match Iggy's tail stripes, so that was okay. Naturally, the chimp wanted to paint it some stupid color like turquoise.
With dark blue trim and yellow doors.
Disgusting.
It'll be like tropical.
It'll be like ugly.
Wow, yellow doors are like the sun, and then like the turquoise is like the sky and the Caribbean Sea, and then like dark blue to offset it all.
Caribbean Sea sucks, Chimpette. It's wet. Anyways, if you wanted to pay tribute to the sun god, Chimpette, you could just paint the entire house yellow. Technical support monkey ain't had no answer for that, so she shut up. Not that Iguana wants her to buy a yellow house. I'm just saying, you know. Anyway, so as we were arguing about the paint colors, just then Iguana heard a voice it hoped to never, ever, ever hear again after Georgie dumped his loser ass, except every so often Iguana had the misfortune to run into him when we still lived in Richmond. Wilhelm, Georgie's retarded poet ex, was suddenly calling Iguana's name.
Zamo, is that you?
What the hell are you doing here, Wilhelm?
I was just gonna ask you the very same question.
Iguana is trying to help Chimpette here buy a decent house, but since she refuses to move to Los Angeles, Iguana is trying to at least stop her from buying any shitty houses. This one's kind of shitty, but at least it has a sunroom. Now what the hell are you doing here, Wilhelm?
I'm just going for my lunchtime walk. I always go for a walk on my lunch break. You know, the fresh air really clears the mind and helps you think better.
Yeah, I'll see where it's benefiting you, Annie. Can't clear a mind that's already empty.
I see you're as sarcastic as ever, Zamo.
Ain't nothing sarcastic about telling the truth. Anyway, don't you have to have a job to get a lunch break?
I do have a job. I work right down the street.
No, Wilhelm, the McDonald's is on the other edge of town. We drove by it on the way here.
No, Zamo, I work at the school.
Why would the cafeteria give you the noon hour off? Ain't you supposed to be busy in there now feeding all the chimplings?
I don't work in the cafeteria, Zamo.
Well, you must work in the cafeteria. You're hardly qualified to be the janitor.
I'm a teacher.
Impossible. You have to know something before you can teach anything.
I know a lot about English literature.
Yeah, right.
I have a master's degree in English Lit and a bachelor's of education.
That doesn't mean you know anything, Wilhelm. Quite the opposite, in fact. And that was about when technical support monkey butted in and she says,
I thought you worked at like a publishing company or something. I did for many years. Unfortunately, I got downsized earlier this year and
Gwen, good, stop laughing now. And then stop, Wilhelm. He just carried on.
So I went back to looking for teaching jobs and this is what I came up with. Here I am.
And then technical support monkey started asking Wilhelm about the neighborhood and does he like it here. Yeah, chimp noises. Apparently Wilhelm lives a few blocks over in what he describes as a tiny house, which Gwenna thinks is hipster code for trailer home that not even the trailer parks will tolerate. Ugh. Them things is all the rage on HGTV. And I think they're popular with the hipsters who drink too much soy, you know, kind of like Wilhelm. Anyways, I suppose they do have their uses. For example, if Technical Support Monkey put one in her backyard, then she could sleep in there when her brother comes over, and he can sleep in her room. And Iguana wouldn't have to vacate the spare room to sleep on the goddamn sofa if Egg had the misfortune to be visiting at the same time. You know, actually, she should put one in her backyard. She can live in it whenever Iguana's here, regardless of whether her brothers come to visit or not. You know, portable servants' quarters. Anyway, Wilhelm inquired about Georgie, as he so often does, and I says to him, "Forget it, chimp. She's replaced you with an imaginary Frenchman."
"Pierre isn't imaginary, Zamo."
"Next you're going to be telling me the Tooth Fairy's real, too." Anyway, Wilhelm had to get back to cleaning the deep fryer in the school cafeteria. You know, teaching kids to write bad poetry in his screechy, little soy-infested voice. And grow up to be a hipster failure just like him. So anyways, he headed off, but he promised to drop in and help Technical Support Monkey paint and stuff when she moves in. Anyway, bothers. That's the sort of thing men do. And yeah, Wilhelm, well, yeah, you know, he's a poet. He's not a man. But anyways, Iguana is still just as a preemptory sort of thing. Iguana's sister, "Piss off, Wilhelm." Iguana's marrying Chimpette off to a guy in Ojai who has an orange tree in his backyard.
"I'm not hitting on her. I just want to help my new neighbor." "Okay, like, somehow, I told you like a million times, I'm not marrying that Jeff guy from Ojai. Jesus."
"The hell you ain't, Chimpette. Iguana want an orange tree." "Anyways, piss off, Wilhelm. Iguana's pretty sure what's-his-face guitar dude will kick your ass if you try to move in on his groupie."
"I'll have you know, I already have my own girlfriend."
"No, you don't, Wilhelm. Georgie dumped you years ago."
"I'm not talking about Georgie, Zamo. I'm talking about Wanda. She teaches grade 10 math at the school."
"Chick chimps can't do math. You're making it up."
"I'll have you know, Wanda is very intelligent. She can indeed do math. We bonded over our mutual love of sci-fi and the Doctor Who reruns."
Ugly chick chimp. Okay, can't you?
"She is not ugly."
"She's with you. She ain't got any other options." Anyway, with that, Wilhelm stomped off to the beckoning call of the deep fryer and his Poindexter princess. And Iguana turned to Technical Support Monkey and explained to her that now she absolutely has to marry Jeff and move to Ojai, because it has become clear this neighborhood is full of all sorts of undesirables. And she wouldn't listen to reason, of course. And then the realtor finally showed up, and the chimps went inside, and they wouldn't listen when Iguana regaled them of random factoids from the Ojai Wikipedia page or the Ojai weather forecast. But in the end, you know, it didn't matter. Because apparently, even though this house was up on the hill, it was still subject to flooding, because chimps are retards and didn't think to take the rains and drainage into account when building it, so the yard was all soggy still. And he says to Chimpette, "You know, one thing you'll never have to worry about in Ojai is a soggy backyard."
"Yeah, they have, like, the opposite problem. They have, like, no water."
"Exactly. No water, no flood. There's no rain there, Chimpette. It's Shangri-La." Technical Support Monkey ain't got an answer for that, so she just kept talking to her stupid realtor. And Gwenna kept at it. "Jeff ain't got no soggy yard issues, Chimpette. He does, however, have an orange tree in his backyard."
"Okay, that's nice, Lomo."
"Finally! Are you wanting one of them big Italian weddings, or will a quick trip to the county courthouse be good enough to shut you up?"
I'm not marrying that dude, Zamo. I told you that."
"You're seriously going to take a soggy backyard over an orange tree backyard, huh?"
"I'm not taking either one of them."
What? So, in other words, technical support monkey once again wasted Iguana's valuable time to go look at a stupid house that she didn't buy. And Yagi's pretty sure the whole soggy backyard is just an excuse. Chimpette realized that Iguana's right, that if this is the sort of neighborhood that that doofus Wilhelm thinks is a great place to live in his shitty little tiny house, with his shitty Poindexter princess and his shitty school that he supposedly teaches at, but really we know he's just cleaning the deep fryer, well then clearly the neighborhood is a shithole to be avoided at all costs. She just doesn't want to admit that Iguana was right. Anyways, what else? Well, it's now fall. Sucks ass. The only good thing about fall is the apple harvest, which isn't good in and of itself because apples suck. But, you know, it ends up being good after the apples are turned into apple pie. Or it would be, if technical support monkey would do as Iguana say and drive her chimp ass up to Port Hardon at, you know, the northern end of Vancouver Island, and she could stop in at Mrs. Churchman's homestead and get some pie-making lessons from an expert. As it is, Chimpette instead listened to her old man when he told her not to put too much sugar in the pies. The stupid ditz listened to him. So the pies were decidedly unsweet, and Iguana was very disappointed in her and told her so repeatedly. Iguana also narked on her to What's-His-Face Guitar Dude. But his only response to Iggy's WhatsApp messages was, LOL, K. God damn it. Anyway, Iguana gotta go have a nap, and then apparently we're going up to stupid Nanaimo again for no good reason. I think we're going to the embroidery store. I don't know why. Guess I can try and get some sharp pointy needles and jab them into her next time she tries making pies with no sugar. I don't know. Anyway, so that's kind of how my last couple weeks have gone. So that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zama the Destroyer. As I always say, if your pup monkey snoops your iTunes, beat them severely, send them to live in Wilhelm's neighborhood. And just go to my website, ZamaTheDestroyer.com. You can grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. So that's it for this week's show. Talk at you eggs probably next week. We'll see. Soonish. See, kind of depends how badly technical support monkey pisses me off in the coming week. Anyways, bye.